Welcome to the Leading Visionaries Podcast, featuring stellar conversations with emerging and established leading visionaries. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate and spotlight the leading visionaries who are thinking differently, seeing new possibilities, have the courage to dream big, take inspired action, and create conscious change all around the world. Now, here's your host, Angel B. Hartwell.
Welcome to another episode of the Leading Visionaries Podcast, where we celebrate the ingenious, insightful, innovative, and inspired leading visionaries of our time and provide our listeners with world-class examples of the kind of courage, clarity, and confidence it takes to bring visions into reality. This is your host, Angel B. Hartwell, and today we welcome our very special guest, Shilpa Lewis. As the founder of Omni Mindfulness, Shilpa embodies the fusion of a spiritual sage and social marketing strategist, serving as a podcast host, mindfulness coach, and consultant for spiritual solopreneurs. Shilpa brings decades of expertise to harmonize inner growth with business success. Specializing in a holistic approach, she seamlessly blends ancient wisdom with modern strategies. Shilpa guides solopreneurs on a transformative journey, unlocking their potential and navigating a mindful path to success. With a unique fusion of mindfulness and strategic marketing, she empowers others to cultivate purpose and elevate their business endeavors. Join Shilpa in the pursuit of holistic well-being and entrepreneurial excellence. Well, I'm excited to have you here today, Shilpa. Welcome to the show.
I'm excited to be here. What an honor.
Beautiful. Well, I want to start our time together, Shilpa, by just inviting our listeners to know that this show is called Leading Visionaries for the purpose of serving people who are leading vast groups of people as visionaries, but also for people who are leading other visionaries. And so I want to begin our conversation with you, Shilpa, talking about vision. And I'd love to have you share a little bit about your own personal experience with vision. Were you visionary as a child? Did you have some kind of spiritual awakening? What was your experience and is your experience with vision?
My vision really may have been influenced because I was fortunate enough to be around very, I would say, enlightened souls who broadened my perspective of what is possible. So, you know, this concept of manifestation and having things sort of just work out. I, from a very young age, kind of just intuitively tuned into this concept. And as I grew up, I had a little bit of a battle because part of me was very logical, and I went into the School of Computer Science and received multiple degrees and certifications in a very tech part of my mind, so to speak. And yet I very intuitively just knew where to take my inspiration and flow. So very early on, I kind of just knew there was a feel that I would have a niche in. I just knew. And I remember being 7 or 8 and looking at a beautiful art craft work my mom had done. And I just made a statement, like, at some point, I will combine the left and right brain. I will be a balanced soul and do something with this thing, you know. And at 7 or 8, you don't know what that thing is. Going from there, I ended up in a niche field in the world of technology that was emerging. It didn't even have a label, but I just knew this, whatever is inside of me, that's where I will be serving.
Beautiful. So what I'm hearing there, and there's a lot of different names for how we connect in with our inner wisdom, our intuition. Some people have more clairvoyance. Some people have clairsentience. Some people have more clairaudience, which is like you hear. It sounds to me like yours is claircognizance, like your strongest one is claircognizance, which is also mine. I just know, like you just know, right? And so what I love about this also is that you have come to be a unifier between the left and right brain. I also spent 20 years in the real estate business and then had my spiritual awakening. And I've now come to understand that I'm also here to be a leading visionary on the planet that helps to bring both the left and right brain together, the technical and the spiritual together. So beautiful. So let's talk about leadership, Shilpa. What has been your experience with leadership in, you know, either childhood or young adulthood or now in your own business?
I, again, may have expressed this before we hit record, but I was influenced deeply by Paramahansa Yogananda. And the interesting story behind it is while I was influenced, the logical part of my mind always wanted to have proof. And so there was some level of resistance going on most of my life until I recognized that the qualities of leadership that I was seeking when I was in corporate were not always there. And I don't mean to sound negative. It's just that once in a while you'd see an incredible soul, but that incredible soul might be someone who's left and right brain themselves and not receiving the level of respect that they deserve. So I think that this kind of characteristic is something that we will see emerge in the future generations in leadership and hopefully in the corporate world. But while I was there, the qualities I would seek, I would rarely find. But one of those key ones was a soul that had the left and the right balanced.
Yeah, beautiful. So what I am hearing there also is this idea of respect. So I'd love to have you go a little bit into, in your experience, why respect is so important for a leading visionary to either cultivate from the people that they're enrolling in their vision or from the people who are in their care, like why we need to be mindful and respectful of the people that are on their teams or you know, in the stakeholders that are part of their sphere of influence, shall we say?
Yes, when it comes to respect, it goes both ways. And I really believe that a good leader takes time to really tune in with your strengths and help you with areas where you can grow. And so that, to me, is respect being shown by the leader. And vice versa, having people that are in your sphere of influence that are under your leadership, it would behoove both energies, so to speak, or energies, right? To respect that person and show them that, yes, I'm listening and I'm here to support you, because it can get lonely up in that role.
Definitely. Talk a little bit about Yogananda and how you were influenced by Yogananda and how his influence may have caused you to be more interested in tuning in with leaders you could respect.
Yes, the story is long, but I'll give you the synopsis of it. My parents were immigrants in the United States. And at that time in the 70s, it was probably more challenging than I can imagine. And having my mom and dad come from India, she could barely speak any English. And then add layers and layers of challenges that they were both experiencing. At that time, my mom made some deep prayers, because she needed to get through some really heavy stuff. And her level of isolation was pretty high. I was probably only 2 or 3. So through serendipity, which is often how things, the best things happen in life, she came across someone who was studying Yogananda and gave her just enough information that piqued my mom's curiosity. And at the time, my dad, who came from a very, I would say, orthodox background of Hindu culture, was like, oh no, we are devout, and you fill in the blank, of Hindus. We can't deviate from this. However, over time, he became more receptive to this understanding. And then the understanding goes deeper than just any particular pillar of religion, because all of them carry some, I would say, commonality. Mm-hmm. And Yogananda was able to bring that commonality from the East to the West. And so it broadened my perspective, witnessing this from a very young age. And then I went through my, I would call it, what is that American expression where this child goes off and you think they're gone and they're not spiritual anymore? They're the prodigal child. I may have become one of those for a while. It wasn't that deeply, innately, I didn't believe in manifestation and the higher things, that more spiritual things are possible. However, I understood that I needed to find my way. And ultimately, I found my way back again.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, there's a few things that you said there that I just want to highlight for our listeners. One is serendipity is when the best things happen. And the other is that you actually were steeped in family system where you had exposure to these concepts of this unified worldview that Yogananda brought to the US. And you still had to go your own way. You had to go your own way to come back around to where you are now. So I love that. So listeners, just remember, if you're out there being the prodigal, you know, you're going to have to go your own way. Some of us are just going to have to do that in order to make that connection. So before we go to the break, what I'd love to ask you next is, as a balanced soul, what is the role of mindfulness?
For me, mindfulness really is all-encompassing. I use the word holistic a lot. And my word or phrase for 2024 is holistic harmony. So, you know, we can forget, and I have, especially when life gets turbulent, that if we forget to take care of the body, things can break down. If we don't manage or are not aware of our thoughts, things will definitely break down, because ultimately it's all energy. One may be more base energy, or one may be more of an esoteric quality or unconscious energy. However, when we take a step back mindfully and integrate techniques, then we're setting new grooves. We're allowing our body or mind to cultivate how to become more enlightened, so to speak, or how to evolve or expand. Those are the things that come to mind. But it's not a one and done deal, you know? You don't say, well, you know, I checked off this item in my mindfulness technique and now I'm expanded.
Right. It's a practice. All right. Beautiful. I love that this awareness of your body, if you're not aware, it's going to break down. Awareness of your thoughts, that's going to break down things. And needing to cultivate these new grooves. I loved that visual, to cultivate the new grooves in service to enlightenment, evolving and expanding. But it's a practice. It's not a one and done kind of thing. So beautiful. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to let people know where they can find out more about you. Right now, though, listeners, are you a leading visionary or in the role of leading other visionaries? Consider joining our community and sharing your feedback and takeaways from each episode. We invite you to join us and support this podcast by making a donation at leadingvisionariespodcast.com. If you're interested in finding out more about how you can receive support for getting your vision out of the air and onto the ground, then please go ahead and apply to qualify for a complimentary consultation with me or a member of my team by clicking the Connect with Angel button on the website. Be sure to share this show in your own spirals of influence with the people who you think might benefit from our content. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. Last time I checked, we're now downloading in 24 countries, and we are welcoming thousands of downloads from all over the world. I want to shout out this week to our listeners in, let's see, we'll go with Ireland, Spain, and the Bahamas. And we'll be right back with Shilpa Lewis.
The Leading Visionaries podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Are you the one who thinks differently, who is called to create a significant conscious change in the world, who is seeing and dreaming of a better way for your industry, your community, humanity? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to guide leading visionaries just like you who want to break through the static in order to clearly express and confidently enroll support for their vision in a way that makes it inevitable that it will come to pass. Your word is your wand, and as the leader, your ability to articulate and communicate your vision is essential to its materialization and monetization. Please enjoy with our compliments a free copy of the book, Be Heard by Millions and Live Your Destiny, which was a number one new release in three categories to get you started. The book is yours by visiting gift.leadingvisionariespodcast.com.
And we are back with Shilpa Lewis. You can find out more about Shilpa and her work at omnimindfulness.com. And on that site, there's all of the connections, of course, to all of her other social media platforms and so forth. We will have that for you in the show notes. So, Shilpa, what made you make the decision to, I'm guessing you left corporate to start your own business. Was that inspired or was that, you know, did you get a vision to have this business? Help us understand what made you decide to start Omni Mindfulness.
For as long as I can remember, I always wanted to do more, but I didn't know what that meant. And whether it's because I came from more of a patriarchal culture and then patriarchal educational system, that I went through this experience where I thought, well, I've gotten this education, I must stick within this box. And I'm sure you've experienced that once you're in that box, people put a label and you can't leave the box unless you're like a rebel. So I basically at points throughout my life, especially after I married my husband, kept thinking there's more. And I had all these creative bursts of ideas and I'd explore them. I'd even come up with a website and design things, but that it wasn't quite, it was elusive. Fast forward, after my son was born, I received a yoga certification, Hatha Yoga, and I kept thinking, okay, I will do something with this. And I was like, my son was less than 2 years old. I was on a flight returning from a corporate job, and a 14-hour flight. I land to have my husband tell me my mom suddenly passed away. And she wasn't sick. And I had a 2-year-old. And then shortly afterwards, we both lost our jobs. It was just a spiral of events. And when I hit rock bottom, which I felt like was probably one of the darkest phases I had gone through, I realized I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be in a space where I felt energized again. And I deserved it. So again, fast forward. And I had this burst of idea one day. I'm going to go ahead and buy omnimindfulness.com and it's going to turn into something one day. And I just was floored to hear myself say that out loud because I was saying it to a friend. I'm like, I don't know what it's going to turn into. I would then go receive a meditation certification, which the training started the day we went into the pandemic. So I was locked in the house for all those months and loved it. Because I'm going through the most invigorating, deep spiritual transformations, which I thought, I need to do something with this. So that became the basis for Omni Mindfulness. From there, I started a podcast because I wanted to connect with others that inspired me.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, I just want to, again, reiterate for our listeners, I love that line. You can't leave the box unless you're a rebel. I love that. That might be your sparkling insight for today's show. And I also love this idea of the burst in the mind. And I'm curious if you would be willing to share with us how you support your own clients to have more of these serendipities, to be more mindful, to be more open to not only receiving the bursts in the mind, but also taking action on those.
Yes. And I love that you brought that up because when it comes to taking action, sometimes we get inspired, but then our doubting mind, especially if it's through serendipity, you're like, well, how do I scientifically prove that that is supposed to now lead to inspired action? And I believe that when you're tuned in, you start getting those moments of bursts and serendipity, and you start medically having things come into your flow, so to speak. And then the other part of my brain just kicks in. So when it's a client and I see them in that space of manifestation, I take what I believe is the required next action and I help them lay it out like a project manager would. But I try to get out of their way. It's their thing, setting their intention.
Beautiful. So what I'm hearing there is the people who come to you are kind of bubbling over with the inspiration and you support them with not only affirming the inspirations that they're getting, but also putting the structures in place or helping them to map out the structures, shall we say, that will allow that inspiration to actually be more than water pouring into the desert, right?
Yeah. And I'm very visual as well as, like you were talking about, cognitively more intuitive. Mm-hmm. So I combine that. If it's like a client where she has already written a book but needs to take it to the next level, I have this vision like, oh, this is that intuitive message, whether words mm-hmm. or an image is needed. And I work with them to manifest that.
Beautiful. So what I'm hearing there is it's like the 1 + 1 = 11, right? Yeah. Their vision and your vision come together to manifest something powerful in the world.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Beautiful. So is there a particular client that you want to celebrate, like a success story that you'd like to share with our listeners of somebody you've worked with?
She's on the path. She's written this book called The Sorrow Fairy. And her vision and dream is to have her Big B book, which is about her surrogacy, become an actual book. And the Small B book, which is for the children and the families of surrogacy, is already out there. And I'm supporting her 100%. I know her vision will come true on every level. And her name is Michelle Mignosi, and I'm so honored to serve her.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, it's always good to celebrate our clients, I think. And I love to give people the opportunity to also know about other wonderful visionaries that are doing wonderful things. I love the idea of somebody who's writing a Big B book about surrogacy. That's excellent. And so, Shilpa, if there was something that you would like our listeners to know about who best works with you, like who are the people that you most love working with?
I describe my ideal avatar or customer mm-hmm. as someone who is soulful, who is aware that it's a practice, is in tune with the concept of spirituality. So perhaps they are spiritual solopreneur like myself. They are someone who's dreaming of it or in the path. And what I bring, and you mentioned that in, when you were introducing me, I consider myself like the spiritual sage meets the social media strategist. I bring the both because I practiced it in the corporate world mm-hmm. and startups. And so I have that technology knowledge. And I also know how difficult it can be to navigate. But we can't do both without harmonious balance. And so I encourage meditation to everyone. I mean, that's why we're really here. That's our divine purpose.
Yeah, beautiful. I love that. That is our divine purpose, to be here and be mindful. So in the last couple of minutes that we have, Shilpa, what I'd love to have you do is share for our listeners if you have some, you know, thoughts about how they can best cultivate more mindfulness as they bring their vision into reality, as they manifest their vision.
Yes. Well, if you're new to the concept and you think, you know, I need to maybe take a walk and look at the clouds more, something simple like that, I would tune into this notion of holisticness. And so really paying attention to where you are and what your body may need, starting to pay attention and bring greater awareness to your thoughts. And that's where meditation comes in. And taking small steps, but with grace, because it's an ongoing practice. And there's so many things, so many techniques one can practice. But I would say take mindful baby steps if you're new to this concept of mindfulness.
Beautiful. I love it. All right. In the last few minutes that we have, what is your big vision right now for Omni Mindfulness? What do you have? What do you see coming forward for you and your business?
I like to do what I felt was necessary when I worked in corporate. There was something missing. And I felt like I want to be the change. I will be the change and make that dent in the universe like Steve Jobs would talk about. Mm-hmm. And that change is a ripple effect that will impact not just our generation, but my son's generation, whose name is Omni. So I created Omni Mindfulness in honor of this beautiful soul I've been given to be his mother. And this ripple effect is I am in my lifetime want to see the corporations have an integrated program of mindfulness and that leaders approach leadership from a more spiritual perspective.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, if there's one last thing you'd like our listeners to know, either about you, about the people that you work with, about Omni Mindfulness, or about mindfulness in general, what would it be?
I have developed a program called Sacred Space Self-Care, and I'm launching it in early spring next year, potentially end of January, but if not, springtime. And I would love for people to just look into it. I'm running a 12-day self-care challenge right now that you can find out more about on my Instagram. And you can learn about that through the site. So yeah, look into the Sacred Space program that I'm creating. I think it will help those who are just new to mindfulness, because I look at it from a holistic perspective. And again, my word for next year is holistic harmony. And this, the intention of this package or the service is to bring personal and professional balance in your life.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Shilpa. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's episode by joining our community, sharing your takeaways, asking questions, or submitting guest suggestions. You can weave your visionary thread into our fabric by opting in on our website at leadingvisionariespodcast.com or by interacting with us on social. Look for the handle at Leading Visionaries Podcast across all the major platforms. Thanks so much for tuning in. Keep your eyes, ears, and hearts open. And remember, you are here to create conscious change.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to rate and review Leading Visionaries on Apple Podcasts and share with other people you know who can benefit from today's episode. Leading Visionaries is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leading visionaries who are called to create conscious change and know that now is the best time to welcome wealth and cultivate a web of collaborative support to bring their vision to life. We invite your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of new episodes at leadingvisionariespodcast.com.